curious about a lot of that stuff. Not that I really use it, because I have to agree, I prefer RF over IP stuff and whatnot, even though I do have a couple of hot spots, but quite frankly, they haven't even been powered on in at least 2 weeks. And, you know, but, you know, gives me something to do. And I do some side work, stock refinishing and painting and what I refer to as impressionism camel. Oh, and, you know, so I do, you know, some of that kind of stuff. And a guy who did a custom 22 long rifle that he wanted to build in honor of his grandfather who gave it to him. You know, so it was kind of the reason why I had the ballistics app open, to kind of figure out, you know, what kind of distances to expect. And, you know, once we hit it zeroed, you know, say, well, put this much into it in MOA and see where you hit, and, you know, play around like that. And then with my 260 and varmints, you know, if I get a chuck out there at 300 yards or whatever, I'll kind of like, what was that again? Dial it in and, you know, go for it. But, yeah, Vortex stuff, I like Vortex. As a matter of fact, I just paid for the pro version of the Geo Ballistics, is what Vortex puts out. I've been a Vortex fan for quite a while now and have a few of their optics, but I haven't paid much attention to the Fury stuff, but it looks quite interesting. Oh, let's see. I think that was all I wanted to cover. So we'll see if anybody else is out here back in. Hey, Zetsy.